President-elect Barack Obama says his new energy and environment team will work together to develop green energy and tackle global warming. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
President-elect Obama has picked Dr. Stephen Chu, director of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, as his energy secretary. Chu is a Nobel Prize winner in physics and has made a mission of working on alternative energy research. Former Clinton-era head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Carol Browner, will be in a new White House job as a type of energy and climate czar. The new chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality will be Nancy Sutley, who comes from a job as deputy mayor of Los Angeles for energy and environment and worked under Browner at the EPA. The former head of New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection, Lisa Jackson, is Obama's pick to run the EPA. The only nominee experienced in dealing with Alaska is Browner. She clashed with Alaska's Republican delegation during the Clinton years over environmental issues. The only member from that time who will still be in office next year, Congressman Don Young, said he wouldn't comment on the selections this week because he's in Alaska with family. Environmentalists are pleased with the Browner pick. Alaska Wilderness League Executive Director Cindy Shogun says it's encouraging to see Obama take an organized approach to tackling global warming.
We're very pleased. I mean, he's obviously put a lot of thought into these nominees and the idea of having a cohesive and comprehensive energy policy and how that connects to climate change. So I think it was very exciting and forward-thinking. And I'm especially excited about Carol Browner getting this new position because I think that just shows how important climate change and global warming is to this nation.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says the team Obama has assembled shows he's serious about reducing emissions and developing new technologies. She'll likely work with energy nominee Stephen Chu, since she's slated to be the ranking Republican on the Senate Energy Committee next year. Murkowski says she hasn't met him yet, but expects to speak with him soon. She says he seems very focused on developing green technology.
It's the science that's going to allow us to build this energy of the future. So it looks to me like he's put an individual in there that has that background, those credentials that can get us there.
The director of Governor Sarah Palin's Washington office, John Katz, says the Department of Energy has less to do with oil and gas development than the name might imply. It's not involved in the debate over offshore oil drilling or developing the Arctic.
However, the Department of Energy will be very much involved with the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline loan guarantee. They are vested with a statutory responsibility for reviewing the loan guarantee and ultimately making decisions.
Katz says the department is also involved in nuclear power and funding alternative energy projects. He remembers the nominated energy and climate czar Carol Browner from her years at the EPA under Clinton, but he says the rest of the appointments are relative unknowns in Alaska. He says the EPA pick Lisa Jackson could especially influence the state.
The Environmental Protection Agency has a tremendous impact on Alaska. They administer a portion of the Wetlands Management Program. They're involved in implementation of the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. They provide money for village safe drinking water.
President-elect Obama is expected to announce his pick for Interior Secretary later this week. NPR is reporting that he's planning to tap Colorado Senator Ken Salazar. That's being met with mixed responses. Salazar is against drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but some environmentalists are coming out against him, saying his conservation record is not strong enough to run the Interior Department, which includes the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park Service, and the Minerals Management Service. The director of the Center for Biological Diversity, Kieran Suckling, says Salazar would be a disappointment.
The areas where Salazar's record is the most problematic is on global warming and on endangered species. So, for example, on global warming, he successfully fought efforts to make the Army Corps of Engineers take global warming into account when doing federal water projects. He has fought higher fuel efficiency standards.
Suckling says Salazar also fought listings under the Endangered Species Act that conservationists supported. Obama has not officially named him as Interior nominee, so Suckling is hoping the plans may change. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,